Blizzard Entertainment presents A Thousand Years of War, the story of Aleria and Turalyon by Robert Brooks, narrated by Stephen Pacey. Part 2, The Emerald Star.
Step forward, Turalyon, son of Doris. It is time.
Turalyon stepped into the column of light. He was not alone. Aleria stayed with him.
The path of light is different for all of its children. Tell us how it led you here.
I was born into the nobility of Lordaeron. I studied in the ways of the light as a boy, and I became a priest, healing the sick and the wounded. I took up arms when my world was invaded, and with my brethren of the Silver Hand, I learned to wield the light on the battlefield.
And what will you do now?
I will serve the light until my dying day. This I swear.
So the light shall bless you. Take a moment to prepare.
Aleria gently grasped Turalyon's hands. His palms were down, hers up. They stood face to face, the light shining down on them both.
Are you nervous?
She asked. Turalyon smiled.
I am.
The gentle murmur of Zira's presence surrounded them.
Your old life has passed. The light will forge you a new one.
I am ready, Zira.
The light descended upon him. Aleria could feel Turalyon's pulse thumping evenly but strongly. His hands began to grip hers tightly. His skin grew warmer to the touch.
I will see you on the other side, my love.
Aleria said. The light delved into him. He did not flinch. Zira's words filled the silence.
The light will grant you wisdom. The light will heal your scars. The light will show you your destiny.
He went unnaturally still, his hands dead weights. Aleria knew his mind was now being borne across an ocean of creation.
What is he seeing?
She whispered.
When one is forged in the light, one sees their past. Then they see glimpses of their future. I hope he brings back good news. The Burning Legion has changed the fate of all things. But where fate has changed once, it can change again. It is through beings like you, Turalyon, and the rest of the Army of the Light, that it will be so. Light willing.
Aleria knew it would be a long wait for Turalyon to return. She closed her eyes. She let her mind roam, seeking the same thing she always sought. Today, she was rewarded. Images filled her mind. Not a vision. No, this was not a glimpse of what had happened or what might happen. This was happening right now. She was sure of it. Aleria gazed upon a city, half-built, the rubble of wars past not entirely cleared away. Stormwind. It had to be Stormwind. The humans had begun to rebuild it. It was a bright, sunny day, and the path to the city walls was filled with throngs of people, soldiers and civilians and nobility. Standing before them was a number of dignitaries. She saw banners from Stormwind, Lordaeron, and Quel'Thalas. In front of that banner was her sister, Sylvanas. Aleria's heart soared. Most of the Windrunner lineage had died when the Horde invaded. Sylvanas was one of the few who hadn't. She still bore the insignia of a leader, Ranger General of Silvermoon. Pride beat in Aleria's soul like a drum. Outside the walls of Stormwind, rows of statues had been erected. She recognized all of their likenesses. There was Curdren Wildhammer, Danath Trollbane, Archmage Khadgar, and there was Turalyon. Right next to him was a statue of Aleria. The Alliance must have believed that all who had remained on Draenor were dead. Aleria knew many of the expedition's members had survived. She had seen it through the light.